smiles on the show to start the top of the hour of Lancaster Connects. Welcome to the show.
What up, Lancaster?
He's Ben, I'm Jeff. You get a double dose of the Gardeners guys for 100% of the show today.
60 minutes.
I don't know that we're going to go quite 60 minutes, but...
Can Lancaster handle that much, Ben and Jeff?
I think we would...
They're going to have to.
It would create... Well, we don't have to go for an hour, but if we did, it would create a force. For sure.
Kind of like the force that you created when you upgraded your computer memory the other day?
Yes.
By yourself?
I did. I was proud of myself.
I think there were people on your Facebook feed that didn't believe you.
Yeah, well, it happened. It's a real thing.
Proud.
The computer is like lightning fast.
That's awesome.
It's like Doc from Back to the Future, where we're going, we don't need roads fast.
Wow.
Like DeLorean lightning
That's
fast.
Impressive.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. I'm happy with it.
Yep.
Wired internet connection now and upgraded Giddy memory.
Up. Giddy up.
Yep. That's right.
Pippity poppity.
We're going.
Yeah, so that's the first Seinfeld reference.
Yeah, we always get them out here on Lancaster Connects. That's what you tune in for, folks. This show, so we had a little audible on the show today. Our guest had an emergency and it was unable to join us. So you get us. And we thought, well, the show has to go on because we honor our commitments to our production team here at Lancaster Connects, which, by the way, is Cast Ahead. Fantastic people that produce great looking show, great sounding show, get all the graphics done, all the show notes done, all the pre-show marketing. They're great. So if you need a podcast, they're the ones to check out. Their info's here in our show notes, and you can always connect with them. If you want a warm introduction, we're happy to make it. Just reach out.
Or a cold one.
Well, yeah, whatever.
We'll make any kind of...
Getting hotter. Maybe you do want a cold, refreshing introduction about your podcast to cool you down.
You turned the AC on at the house today, this morning?
Yeah. We're going to try to outlast and see if we can make it like we did yesterday. Yeah. But like, welcome to Pennsylvania summers now. We go from...
It was like...
Fire pits and blankets and
it was 55 on Saturday.
Yeah.
And cold and overcast.
I was at my campsite and had a fire going. I'm like, I moved closer because I was cold.
Like 85 the next day.
And then the morning, yesterday morning, I was going to go in the slingshot with my wife, but she said it was too cold and I agreed. And then later in the day, it's like, this is like fantastic. It's super like perfect riding weather. So
sometimes those days are nice when it's cold in the morning, like sweatpants, sweatshirt, or pants and sweatshirt, whatever. And then like shorts and t-shirt in the afternoon, then you're back to sweatshirt in the night. Not bad.
I like
those
pants.
Yeah.
I could go from those days.
Yes.
Yeah. Just not sweating at night. That's not fun.
No.
We actually have some product to talk to you about later in the show about that.
New product.
Kind of like to go off of our friends at the New Heights podcast. New news. New product.
The Kelsey brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I got problems with their podcast.
They do.
I feel that they, and what, for whatever this opinion is worth, but boy, I feel they do. Randy Whitfield, there's a blast from the past. Man, how are you? Good to see you. Randy was in a networking group we were in. So hope you're well, man. Good to see you.
Yeah.
But yeah, the New Heights podcast, love the Kelsey brothers. Obviously, Jason Kelsey is like Eagles all time great, fantastic individual. Travis Kelsey's living his best life right now. Of course, you can't not help but hear about his news. But man, it's like every 2 minutes, there's a sponsor read.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but it's not for me. I'm here on Lancaster Connects, you get all us.
Probably good for them, right? The money.
Yep. Hey, get the money while you can. It's a hard work, beat your body up. I get it.
Yep.
Anyway.
Hey.
New product, we'll talk about that later.
You mentioned the Eagles. They just had the draft. We haven't talked about this. Are you happy with the draft results? I don't even know what they are.
I
don't know what the Eagles were going for, who they drafted, but
you know, the drafts are like so funny, and we'll get into our stuff. So if you can hang with us a little longer.
I just had to bring up the Eagles.
Yeah.
It's been a bit.
I mean, look, it seemed we needed help on defense. It seemed we checked that box. The thing about drafts is you don't really know till the players get on the field.
It's true.
And get rolling a couple years in. You know, guys get drafted and never make the cut. You know, they just don't make the squad. That happens. They hit the practice squad. They get traded. You know, personalities clash. They might not make it. But there was cool stories. Yep. Chris popped up. I mean, look, Here's what I'll say about the draft. This will get the Cowboys fans riled up, which I never mind doing.
No.
You know, Micah Parsons was on draft night, day one of draft night, when there was the big night, right? Like round one.
Yeah.
He's like, those Eagles, they got lucky. They get lucky every year.
Yeah. Well, in what way lucky? Like,
lucky in the fact that the Philadelphia Eagles and most all other franchises have a front office focused solely on building a great football team.
But he's calling that luck.
He calls that luck.
I got you.
Now, I've been to Dallas, the DFW area. I've been there probably in the last 3-4 years. Yeah, Chris, the Detroit Lions fan, doesn't want updates from the Eagles. Love that. He clicked that quick. The DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth area, which, by the way, your Dallas Cowboys are not in Dallas. They're in Arlington. Mm-hmm. And Arlington is a concrete jungle of a suburban sprawl town. Randy's a 49ers fan. That's all right, man. Nobody's perfect. That's okay. You're cool, but I get it. But so the Dallas front office is focused solely and squarely on building the wealth of the team. And if you've been there and you've been to all the different amenities and all the different sites that the Jones family owns, you would see that. Now, I don't say that to think that's terrible. I don't say that to, like, you know, hate the player, not the game, or whatever the saying is. I just say because it's a matter of fact. And I honestly, genuinely feel bad for Cowboys fans because there's nothing like fandom. I'm immensely connected as a fan to the Eagles team, as a fan for many reasons that are very important to me. But I don't feel it's fair what happens with Cowboys ownership. Mm. And so I get why players would say other teams get lucky.
Right.
Ain't nothing luck about the sport of football or any professional sport for that fact.
Yeah, true.
Or what we do here. It's all very intentional, unless it's not. And so I get why they would say that, but.
Got you.
Yeah. All right. But Micah Parsons, man, anytime you want to come over, we all know it. All Eagles fans know it. You're dying to bleed green, my friend. Come on over.
You know what?
We'll bring you back. You're a Harrisburg guy. It's fine.
I was at the Sixers game yesterday. Not a great ending to that game at all, but he was there. He was in attendance for that.
See?
And they put him up on the
screen. Are the Mavericks in the playoffs right now? Were?
Yeah, they're still there.
Could have been there.
They put on, you know, celebrity whatever appearance or whatever.
Intentionally flew.
They said Dallas Cowboys, whatever, defensive end.
Came to Philly.
Micah Parsons and everyone. This is great.
Oh, we'll cheer you when you're put on that green strap and helmet, man. Yep. We'll cheer you. Anyway, we've gone. Yeah, you know, it's still the usual show. Ben and Jeff bantering back and forth from the first open. But still give that to you. Anyway. Well, so listen, we wanted to talk about what we do here at the store. I think here on the show, we give you little bits of that because the promise of Lancaster Connects is to shine light on our community. But thought we'd just dig in. You know, one of the byproducts of the show is we make great connections. Swan, Diana Volo, you love her charity.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Just great, great stuff that they do, helping kids learn music. They've now rolled out a mental health program. These are children whose parents are incarcerated. They're doing wonderful work in the school district of Lancaster. Swan is expanding out their reach to other schools, dropping in other schools, the programming and the ways and the lessons that they're delivering, just expanding their reach. I actually had the pleasure to connect Diana to Pennsylvania State Rep. Joe Cesari, who, you know, at first I was not happy with because he was proposing to cut the EITC tax program where businesses can direct dollars to educational programs. Department of Education says those dollars could go to. And there was a lot of good conversation around it. But long story short, I connect Joe to Diana because he loves arts and music. And there's nothing to not love about what Diana's doing. And now they're connected. And Diana's going to have opportunities in Harrisburg because of this, and maybe even higher. And that's why we do this show. That's why we love doing the show. We truly are making these connections. So this is a nice little thank you card from Diana recently. I won't bore you with the details, but we support their summer celebration. We support their program. You know, and this binder here, we support a lot of others. These are all the various thank you cars that we've gotten over the years.
Yeah, off the streets.
Off the streets is a big one that
Eddie's we Love Peace.
Continue to support.
Yeah.
So,
Alzheimer's.
Kavod. I mean, there's just a bunch. Aaron's Acres, helping kids with autism. Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's a whole bunch of other thank you cards here. You know, listen, we are about our community, making sure it goes forward. We're a company that doesn't just believe you take by selling.
Right.
That's kind of weird to say, right? Like take by selling, but if you're only selling and not giving back.
Right.
I feel like taking. I don't know. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a couple of things. I mean, Lancaster County would survive without Gardeners and without Lancaster Connects, right?
But Diana and Joe never would have been connected.
Exactly. And, you know, there's a common theme among the guests that we have. It doesn't matter if it's a local business or a nonprofit or charitable organizations. It's really cool to see how different people are connected and how different organizations support each other. And I'm sure it happens in other communities, but it seems to happen so prevalently in Lancaster County. And I just love that, you know, we're able to give back in the ways that we're able to give back. You know, we have the time to be able to do this show and to try to give back to the community, highlight really great people doing great things in the community. People like Diana and Swan, you know, I was going to just, you know, take a moment. You know, it's really cool what she does with music in the schools, because a lot of times in a lot of schools, the arts, music, art, whatever, those programs are being cut.
Mm-hmm.
And she's able to make that influence and have a program for kids in those situations. And I just love that it's, you know, the school district Lancaster has been able to embrace that and make it important. And, you know, how many hundreds of kids have been impacted by this program in a positive way through music? I think it's just awesome. But, you know, and had we not ever started Lancaster Connects as a podcast, we would not know what Swan is.
Right.
No, we would not have ever met Diana. So to be able to make these connections and connect people, I love that. I love that about what we got going on here.
Yeah. And all the things that our charities do, you know, like Diana, really what they're doing is it's stopping the transfer, that generational trauma, that transfer of my parents were in prison, so that must be where I'm going to end up.
Right.
My parents were in prison, so that experience frames what my life becomes. Even if you don't think arts and music have a place, and you think, well, not everybody's going to be an artist in life and not everybody can make money with music in life. Those things can be true. But what we can know from what people like Diana do and all the other charities and the way that they have impact is maybe that child goes to college. Maybe that child gets caught onto a skill and a career.
Yep.
And they break that cycle. And that makes our community better. So maybe they never ever pick up a guitar after Leland Swan.
Right.
Or the dembe drums.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm thinking?
Yeah. Well, we saw just exactly what you're talking about with the Benchmark program.
Yes.
A few weeks ago.
And I need to go make them cheesesteaks yet.
That's right. That's right. But you know, the athletic facility or gym facility downtown also works with the school district of Lancaster, and they provide a place where kids can go to, kids that have been in situations that, you know, where they need, you know, some additional attention, maybe, right? They've had a situation and
they need a place to connect.
Right. Oh, 100%.
Not to in any way spin off of our name, but. Like, that's the thing. And yeah. You know, locally where I live and in my district, I'm so big on talking with our board leadership and our administrators about, especially we have to find a connection for these kids and what they're eager to learn and what they do beyond school. And for me, that's skills and careers through career centers,
right.
Which was also a connection to this state rep, Joe Searcy. You know, it's finding a way to connect and invigorate a kid's mind. And education is shifting right now with technology and what kids are seeing as true opportunity versus maybe what's being taught at the front of the room. And if we can put connection in front of these kids and have them grab on to something,
right,
they can roll with it. And that's what the Troy at Benchmark. It's Troy.
I don't think it's Troy.
Tony.
I'm not sure.
Okay. I benchmark.
That's terrible.
Sorry.
We're on our 140th guest. Yeah. 140th yeah, show. And with the name.
The benchmark we know.
Yes.
But that's what benchmark does. It provides that connection. It's that bright spot in the day. And when kids don't feel like there's any bright spot with anything that looks like a classroom, feels like a classroom, talks like a classroom, that's where they begin to struggle. And I don't blame them. You know, imagine you're working a job 8 hours a day. What's K through 12? 8 years of twelve years of education.
Yep.
8 years of education. Jeff didn't have a good one. Imagine spending 12 years in a dead end job in a cubicle you don't like with people you don't connect with. It's kind of the same thing with education. Like, kudos to our teachers and our leaders in schools and in these places to find these connections and foster them and be committed. I applaud that. My challenge is, how do we make more? That's my challenge.
Right.
And what I personally work to. So anyway. Yeah. So we're here. And like Ben said, if we weren't here, Lancaster would live on, but it would live on without us. And I think that's important. We all have the ability, whether you have a business or not, your person can make impact in this world.
Right. 100%.
So we talk about time, talent, treasure. Go share your talents. You know, there's no doubt people have got something you want. So go share it. That's my challenge.
Yeah. Love it.
So, you know, we've been in business 34 years. We've talked about our reviews.
Since 1990.
1990, yeah.
We can do the math.
That's easy math. That's 34 years. I can do that. Anyway, we've talked about our reviews. We've talked about how we're Lancaster's favorite mattress store since 2010.
Mm-hmm.
All that good stuff. Randy, glad we're on the same page there about believing in local businesses, stepping up, able to show kids they have options, get them a glimpse of hope, education and trade from different perspectives, man. Love it. So good to hear from you. You know, so we've talked about our reviews, and we've talked about these 3-inch thick, 3-ring binders, I think. But mm-hmm. I thought, since we have the time, show them to you.
You know, let me have that.
Why did you have to leave the show early, Jeff? You cut your nose off.
Here we go.
Yeah, there you go. But I mean, we're not going to read. Ben sometimes reads these.
I do.
But we've got that one. I'm going to try not to kill myself this time. Yeah, we've got another one. Yeah, there we go. That's the better perspective.
Put that on the blooper reel.
Yeah, here. We'll stack these up. Okay. Oh, goodness. But we feel this is special. It's 2024. It's so easy to click a button. I can take those and set them over here. If you're struggling,
I get you
over here. Okay.
I'm good.
Should we make them hold them the whole time? I think that's the challenge. You have to hold it the rest of the show.
I can do it.
Okay.
Sean from Universal would be quite proud.
There, I'll take him. But look, in 2024, I think what's special is it is easy. And look, we send you the links as a customer. We send you, hey, if we've done good and earned a 5-star review, we'd love for you to do that. Click over here to go to Google and Facebook. But we also on delivery, give you a form to mail back. And in 2024, I think that's really special that our customers take that time, because to us, that says our experience is on point. And that's what we always want to deliver here, because we can't be like another online store. We can't be like another big box store or another club store. We have to be what's special here to us.
Right.
And that's what I love about what we do.
I got to think that, you know, customers that get these forms, they look through it and then they're, you know, they're looking at a thing that they have to respond to. And I think the reason we get so many back is they understand the respect that we gave them and the time that we gave them and the time we spent.
Reciprocity.
Right. From the time they walked in the door to the time that we, you know, scheduled delivery and delivered their mattress. And like, people see that as a value. They see that as doing right by them as a consumer. And yeah, they're going to take 5 to 10 minutes and hit, right. Like, most people take this thing and just do the thumbs, right? Like, you actually have to find a pen, which sometimes is a challenge in a house, right? You have to go find where do you keep the pen, because you don't literally write anything anymore.
I padded my lunch today for work last night, and I wrote myself a note, scratch note at my desk, and It took me 4 pens to get lunch written out.
Because they were all dead.
They weren't working.
Yeah. Right, right. I mean, everything is like this. And yeah, I mean, we get a lot of Google reviews, Facebook recommendations, that sort of thing. But it is cool that people take the time to actually get out the pen and write some stuff. And that, you know, they're all 100% authentic and heartfelt, and we get some really great feedback from it.
Yeah, so. We do. And, you know, we said on delivery, we bring you some forms. One of those forms is the feedback form that just showing you all the binders up. I shared earlier with an industry group show that I actually did that your brand is built by what your customers say. And you really, and we, like my core focus here is on this part about creating new experiences, creating new things for our customers to rave about. One of those things, it's called the Booty Butler,
pick the name.
If you haven't gathered, we're very serious about helping you wake up happy and pain-free, but we can also like enjoy the sophomoric humor and giggle like a bunch of schoolboys sometimes, right?
There it is.
So it's just kind of funny to me that I get to say Booty Butler.
Look at that big Booty Butler
on the show. But this is what it is. So if you're picking this up on audio, get back to the video on YouTube, because it's not as dumb as it sounds. So this is, look, we care for your home. We show you the respect. We give you the time. So we have this device, and it does a number of things. One, protects your home, right? We want to respect your property. Say it be the day for us. We drag mud or have a stone in our boot and it scuffs your floor, mud on your carpet.
Yeah, I mean, any think myriad about things. How often it rains and snows and... You know, the pathway to the front door is not always clear and cleaned off. And
or you just pick up a piece of gum.
You never know.
Grease drip.
Never know.
Or anything. So this is a little device that our guys carry out, put on your front porch. They put their foot in. It goes on your left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. Stop.
Oh, my goodness.
Touch up real good.
Get out of your seat.
Yes. No. That's what you get. Anyway. So we put this, we bring this, and it's tremendous respect for your home, but it's so much nicer for our team. Cause you know, we're not going to wear the boots once and go in. And typically each stop is what, 2 or 3 trips in and out.
Oh yeah.
Maybe more.
Yeah, depending. Yeah.
Depending on the intensity of the delivery and what was got. And so it'd be kind of odd if we just put them on one time and then subsequent visits in and out of the house didn't put them on. So this is such a nice tool for our guides. It's not awkward to bend down. Sean is like 6'7". Is he 7?
Yeah.
He's 6'7". So that's a lot of bending over to get up your foodie on his boot. And he's got big feet. It's easy for him. Our customers love it. I said a minute ago, your brand is built by what your customers say. My job is to build that experience so you can say great things about what we do here. And, there it is in demo. I love it. There's the Booty Butler in action. Again, if you're picking it up on audio, watch it on video because it's pretty cool.
Booty Butler's very efficient.
Yes. And, you might think that this doesn't mean anything, but we found our customers love that level of service and care.
Yep.
That's what it's about. The other thing we have is I had Sean research out a vacuum. Why would the mattress guys have a vacuum? Well, you got a lot of dust bunnies under your mattress.
No judgment, but the underbed is dirty everywhere. It doesn't matter how clean you think your house is. There is dust and dirt and stuff underneath the bed.
So look, we're already bringing a few hand tools up as it is. What's one more? And if we can help you and you don't have to get the vacuum out and rush around and, you know, the cord gets caught up in something. Mm-hmm. That takes down a table lamp. Like,
right.
We care. And we're going to take that extra time. And the cost of these pieces of equipment is irrelevant because it adds to your experience. And that's just one of so many different things that we do. There are two examples of so many different things
we
do.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, we just kind of wanted to take this time in the show to go over these finer points of what we do. Shifting gears, why don't we talk about when we win hard-fought sales? How does that sound?
Let's do it. Let's get into the weeds.
Yeah. So in your years of experience, because you've like, you're approaching, when did you start with Gardeners? In 2000?
September of 2000. Yeah.
So it'll be 24 years this year.
Yep.
And you're, and for the people, how old are you?
45.
So more than half your life.
That's true. Yeah, God, that sounds like a lot.
Like, see how I set that up?
Just
set him up and he walked right into it.
That's a lot of time.
So in that time, is every sale just, sure, here's my money, take it?
Yeah. People, when they walk in, they put their wallet on the table. Actually, they walk it to the sales desk, they put it down, and then they say, pick me out a mattress.
Bring it up for everything.
We always take them to the most expensive one, and they swipe the card, and it's all hit.
We're laying on the sarcasm in case you can't hear it. I'm going to say it right now, because some people might not hear the sarcasm. Not our process.
Our job is, not easy sometimes, right? Every customer situation is a little different. Everybody's got a hesitation coming in as to what's going to happen when they walk through those doors, right? Yep. Every interaction with the customer is going to start and end a little differently.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we had a great customer work through their purchase with us last week. Multiple people involved, lots of questions.
Multiple visits over multiple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, what we took away from that is we need to create something for our customers to remember us, not the funny stuff, not the fact that Jeff doesn't like Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys, right? I do want to be a cowboy. Like, that's like, I kind of like that idea of being on a ranch, riding horse, that kind of stuff. But Dallas Cowboys, no go.
You're not wearing the silver and blue.
No bueno. So what we want our customers to remember is the total value experience that we give.
Right.
And this is so fresh. All I have to show you, Chris often shows our website, pictures and things, but all I have right now is this printed out Word document that you can't even read. But the lesson was, we need to remind our customers of what they are getting here in their purchase. It's not just about, hey, we're supporting our community with Lancaster Connects. It's, you have our wake up happy guarantee. So if you don't love your mattress, we're here with you. We'll make it right. We'll help you find one that will help you wake up happy. We talked about Sean and John bringing the vacuum,
and the booty butler.
The booty butler. Well, they're our crew. We employ them. We know where they are Monday through Friday. We can call them on the phone. They call you.
They call it.
More often than not, we're running on a 1-hour delivery window. So you're not getting Comcasted around the day where, there's another Seinfeld reference.
Right.
There's like a whole episode of the Cable Guy and Kramer messing around with each other. Okay. You're not waiting 4 hours to find out the window got pushed another two.
Mm-hmm.
We would never do that.
Yes. Yeah.
And our team's proactive about calling you as well. Okay. So that has tremendous value. The fact that it's our team and they're accountable to us as opposed to a third party company where that delivery team isn't accountable to who you purchase from. They're accountable to their direct boss who you don't even know. That's very important.
Very important.
When you leave, so much of what we sell and offer here is very curated, very specialized. For that reason, we don't stock an awful lot. It's been 10 years since you purchased your last mattress on average. And so we would rather get you something factory fresh, right from the factory, which means you might wait a week extra or so. For that reason, I don't want you to just leave with a sheet of paper and what you paid on it. So we're going to give you a nice little $60, $80 gift of drinkware when you leave.
Right.
Continue the joy that you've had with us in making this purchase and kind of checking the box on that new mattress decision. We have a referral program. You have a direct connection to us. I'll put the number out right now, 717-429-8289. That rings to either of our cell phones. It goes to, it's mostly on mine, but it goes to Ben's when I'm on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have a direct connection to us.
Same thing with the
all
website.
The time.
Email the website, it goes right to us.
Actually, in this document, off of our interaction with our wonderful customer last week. And I'm not saying that facetiously.
Mm-hmm.
With sarcasm. I am saying that because we had great discussion, respectful discussion, all meant to help make this decision easy. And I mean that, truly mean that. And I'm grateful for that opportunity, that we had this opportunity to learn and to improve. So yeah, you have direct connection to us. Our team, you can walk in the store 7 days a week. You call or text us 7 days a week. Email us through the website. Email your person that helped you. We're always here.
You're always going to get a response within 24 hours and probably half of that or less all the time.
Yeah.
Like we take incoming messages, calls very seriously.
Yep.
100%. Quick response. It's not like leave a message and you'll get a call back in 48 hours, which happens all the time in a lot of industries, including local businesses, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, it happens. You get a call center or you get a recorded message, leave your name and number, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's frustrating.
Yep. It is. It is. We service what we sell. Okay. Yeah, not a lot to go wrong with a mattress. That's true, right? Not like some high-end kitchen appliance or, which by the way, I hear people are really struggling with fridges.
Really?
And dishwashers. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That are like have smart connectivity things in them. Either way, there are things that go wrong. There are questions that you have. And there's many times we've sent our delivery team out, our sales team out to your home to take a look, to help explain. And more often than not, it's an issue unrelated to the product, but we help you understand why that is, what it is, and how we can help you.
Yeah.
And that's usually done very quickly.
You know, kind of a unique thing about our crew, like a lot of us live in different directions.
We have you flanked.
Right. So like if a customer has an issue in Lidditz, well, Drew and I live that direction.
I've got you covered north.
Right. I mean,
Phil's got southwest or east.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, the opportunity, like, bed-based remote stops working for some reason. We can't get it figured out on the phone. Well, yeah, we'll stop by. No big deal. You're on the way home.
Yeah. Or we've even taken the time beyond what our vendors give us, and we've created video content for that exact scenario. It's
exactly.
And it's right on our site, and we can just send you that link.
Yep.
And then if that doesn't work, we'll get out very quickly.
Yep.
You know, so again, all of this has value in our relationship with you, and we all want to... It's funny, Chris, you would bring that up. We always like showing our team. Half that team is no longer with us. And that's okay. They've all gone on to other endeavors. We're actually working to get updated. So you know who you're going to see, which I think is another value.
Oh, 100%.
You know, especially as it relates to who's coming into your home and your bedroom. Think about that. Like who in your personal space, your friends and your family has been in your bedroom. And here comes your mattress company with two people delivering your mattress. Now you're going to get to meet them on our site as we update all that information. I think that's important. And that's why we're going through that exercise to update it. You know, we've talked about Lancaster Connects, our connection to our community. We feel that's so important. You know, we derive a lot of our actual charitable efforts through Off the Streets because we know the power of a good night's sleep and what that can do for the kiddos and that are in the home and mom and dad that might be there. You know, and then our earned reputation, and we mean that earned 14 years in a row, favorite mattress store. I've been emailing the L&P rep to not forget us. We want to be in. We want to be able to email our customers the voting link, and our customers vote it. There's some newspaper contests out there across the nation where if you spend the most money on advertising, guess who you are? You're the winner of the category. That I can tell you is not the case.
Yep.
From when voting opens for L&P's Reader's Choice Award on Monday, May 6th, until it concludes end of May, and until we hear it, I'm going to be stressing out.
Right.
Because we got our earning. Yeah. Every time. I said earlier in the
100%.
Show, your brand is built by what your customers say, and that is said one sale at a time. Yep. Sale after sale after sale. That's how connected we are to this mission. Which, you know, our mission is.
Help you wake up happy every morning.
Well, that's our purpose.
But that's our purpose.
Mission, change the way you feel about mattress store.
Oh, yes. It's on the front door.
It's right on the front
door. We see it every day.
Yeah.
I love that.
Ben's getting the remedial gardener's employment. He's going back to school.
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, listen, what you just saw right there, he's really red.
I, you know, it just happens. I can't control it. I can't control it.
Look, we're not perfect. But we're going to make it right.
You've now told two people on this podcast that they're not perfect.
Yeah, well, we're going to make it right. I mean, that's the thing. We're going to make it right. We, you know, it's rare. It's rare where there's missteps. But if they happen, we're going to own it. So we're going to make it right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's rare because I guess this transitions well into our new products. And then we'll talk about our new guides to wrap up. How's that sound?
Perfect. Let's do it.
You know, we could put about $250,000 in our pocket if we were just, I know that's a big number, but to be, every time I say it, it's tempting to a point. So we could put that much money to our bottom line if we were hitched our wagon to one of two big suppliers in our industry and just became exclusively their product. But in essence,
so like 70 some bids, all one brand or another brand.
What's that old saying? Oh, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Well, sometimes the bottom of that basket got $250,000 in it. So it's tempting.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. You know, but I like money. You like money. Everybody likes money. It's okay to say it. It's how you treat people's money that matters. And we'd sell our soul, when I mean that, we would sell our soul to one publicly traded company or one private equity company. And I'm a personal fan, not a fan of either of those business models. I'm a fan of independent business.
Because then going that route, you have to do things the way they say.
Yeah.
Show the products that they say you should show. Advertise your store and your products in this ABC way.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean that those factories are bad or those people are bad.
Right. They make good products.
It just generally, it's just what it is. It's for us, we found we have value here in Lancaster by curating the best of the best. And we have so few mistakes in your home because we got five-star partners that we really believe in. Family-owned companies that have been in business for generations and decades. Who are all bought in on this, who Ben could call on a Saturday if we had a problem on a cell phone, an owner. Mm-hmm. I could do the same. Our team can do the same. That's very powerful. That directly translates to your experience here with us. And we love our five-star partners. Mm. Love them. Mostly all family-owned companies.
Yep.
And if they're not, we value the people we do have connection with. Because they value our relationship, which means you as our customer get taken care of.
Yeah. Well, we had a situation just last week where we had big support from one of our great vendors.
Yes. 100%.
Talked to two different owners of that business.
Yep. They reached out to us
within like an hour of like a message being sent.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And so, when it comes to product, we do work hard to find the best. Sometimes we make it. Some of the stuff behind us right here is our tweaking and making, and then things that are, well, doesn't really matter. It's somewhere out there, we directly made. We go source and find these unique companies. And it just means that you get to experience all the best that's out there.
Yeah.
Not just this one story, this one path. It's very intentional for your enjoyment, for your experience, to solve your needs, to help you truly wake up happy. So we've got Technogel, which is the cooling thing that I refer
to. That is one of the most exciting things I've seen in the industry in a long time.
Do you want to like call an audible? Do you want to go get the pad? Yeah, he's really excited. So I kind of broke the rules on this product because it's not meant to be a cooling bed, because here's the inside ball. On that part of our industry, we're not changing thermodynamics here. Okay. We can't change the way your body works. We can't control the thermostat in your house, and we can't put air exchange in your home. But what we can put is quality product that does its job. And Technogel is a new 3-bed lineup that we have that's just really incredible, has actual gel pad technology, not blue swirl stuff mixed into the foam to be blue, but do no cooling. And so, the beautiful thing here is we say often, if you don't feel it, you shouldn't buy it. Well, you're going to feel what Technogel does. So as Vanna is demonstrating, so this is a new support layer is really what this does. But because it is a gel solid and it acclimates to your room temperature, 68, 70 degrees, which is colder than your body, it's going to draw away that body heat and retain it and pull it away longer.
Not intended to make you cold.
Right.
But tending to reduce the heat that tends to build up on the surface of the mattress.
Yes. And so does that tremendous support layer, very durable support layer that's also very comfortable. And so we love this product. When you come into the store, you'll get through. There we have it on the screen. Yeah. Really great product.
It feels amazing. Like to me, this is, you know, like what Tempur-Pedic was, and we sell Tempur-Pedic. We've been a Tempur-Pedic authorized retailer for 23 years now. This is as exciting as Tempur-Pedic was 23 years ago.
So you'll be able to come in, stand on this pad, and feel the immediate pressure relief right up your spine and into your neck.
Well, the cool thing about that experience, like a lot of times, I mean, we sell great latex and, foam rubber, natural foam rubber latex and memory foam. Like if you stood on, what is that, 3/4 of an inch or an inch?
Well, half of what you're going to get in a couple of the beds.
Right.
Exactly what you get in starting model.
You stand on an inch of memory foam or an inch of latex, you think right through it.
Like you may as well not even do it.
You cannot, like, you can stand on that and you'll never bottom out on that, which is just wild for 3/4 of an inch of gel. It's so supportive and so pressure relieving and comfortable. Yep. I love it.
Exciting.
It is. Very exciting. Ben's very excited. He found this in Las Vegas and was like giddy. It was very cool. Yep. So good find.
Good airflow.
Yep.
Wonderful airflow.
Yep. So, then we've had air supported beds the last 12 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've ebbed and flowed and we've had to make some decisions and our partner now has what's called the autopilot product, which is, this is very cool. The most advanced air supported system out there. Smokes that other company that runs with Schmeep Schmumber, to appease the attorneys out there. Smokes it.
Schmeep Schmoke.
Just don't say the words out loud and then we're clear.
Good.
And so, you know, when this is picked up on audio and on video and the AI bots can pick it up pretty easy. And then get a legal letter.
They can't see through Schmeep Schmumber.
Right. No,
so
can't.
It's good.
And so, autopilot's an air supported technology, 80 individual cells adjusting, throughout the night as you move for the ideal pressure and support, pressure relief, support and comfort combination that you need.
Automatically.
Key. And it's not,
no.
There's no pump. You don't hear it at all.
That's been the challenge with things over the years. Yeah. You have to control it. Like you have to pick up a control and tell it, okay, I want this firmness or that softness or whatever. Like you lay in this bed and basically a computer telling you the proper support and comfort you need based on your distribution of weight and size and all of that. And that you don't have to feed any information into the bed itself. You just lay down and it like automatically adjusts to what you need. Now you can change it. You can make it softer or you can make it more supportive or whatever, but like it's an amazing, like there's nothing else in the world really that can do what this bed does.
You know, the word technology in our industry gets thrown around loosely. Is what I would say. This is sleep technology and it's very cool. We're all in on it. And I'd love, you know, if you're struggling, especially if you have a sleeping partner, a spouse, you're on opposite ends.
Yep.
Fantastic system for you.
Yep. It appeases different weights and sizes and you change positions. Like people change positions during the night. You might need different level of
support. Wait, I sleep like this all night long. What are you talking about?
Different level of support and comfort on your side than your back. Like within you move to your side from your back within 30 to 60 seconds, the bed has adjusted to you and you don't have to touch it and you never hear it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
That can happen at 2:30 in the morning and it's automatically done what you need to have done.
And even a really great feeling mattress, like you've done the sleep study and they've put the best products for your body in there. Your body naturally is going to sleep transition, which is a nice way to say toss and turn. 30 to 40 times a night.
It's a lot.
you're going to move around. Now, you might not know it, but you're going to do it. It's your body will do it because pressure builds up, tension builds up in your muscles and pressure in shoulders and hips. And your body's like, we need a break. So it moves you. And these are the subconscious things that happen. So that bed there should be maximizing that deep sleep because there's less disruption.
100%.
Yep. And so in that vein of things, in that vein of custom comfort and support, right beside it, we have Bedgear M3 mattresses, which are very cool, near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
Because I actually had the email when I was talking with Eugene, the owner of Bedgear. I spoke to his sales team a couple times and I said, you know, if you were going to go down this road, this is the path I would go. And it was essentially the design and the idea, the inception point of Bedgear M3. And I believe that was 2016 or 15,
almost 10 years ago.
I have it. I've saved it because I love, like, I'm always happy to share ideas. It's one thing we're known about in our industry is taking that leadership position to rise the tide for everybody. So I love sharing stuff like that, but that one was special because I've seen it come true.
Yep.
And now it's on our floor, wonderful product. So that custom comfort thing can happen. It's not air support, it's coil spring support. But if you just want something that works without the technology, because that's not quite your thing, that bed is a tremendous option.
Can literally have firm on one side and soft on the other.
Yep.
Solves that situation like couples can't agree on how a bed should feel. It's a perfect solution.
And if down the road your comfort needs to change, you just get that one part.
That's right.
So it's like a la carte interchangeable parts, the comfort and support parts that need to change as your body changes, you can change.
Yeah, it's a really cool. Just don't have to change a whole bit.
Really cool stuff. Yep. That's what we got for now. We have
Millbrook too.
Oh, yeah. Today. No, wait, that's Australian. I just botched that.
It went way far away.
I overshot. I went all the way. I went not across the pond. What was I looking for? Not today, mate. That's Australia. Top of the morning to you.
Pip, cheerio.
There you go.
Terrible.
Yeah. Millbrook beds, handmade in England. You know, I don't know. I don't want to say that we've pioneered bringing European beds to Lancaster, but we've done it.
We've had
Carpe Diem. We've had Vispring. The reasons we moved on from those partnerships is the partnerships just changed. Mm-hmm. The support to us as the dealer changed, which meant we didn't feel confident in our ability to support you, our customer. And so we have another round of this with a great local company that makes actually the products right behind me. Mm-hmm. So they're distributing the beds that are made in England and they're making a hybrid version of, you know, English design, U.S. production. But we have two beds, Millbrook from England, the Millbrook 6000 and 8000, which represents the number of coils inside. So just a tremendous amount of active supported coil spring with natural ingredients, cottons and wools, hand tufted and laced. Just incredible feeling beds that are very luxurious, tastefully appointed. We'd love for you to experience them.
They're pretty amazing.
They are. And we've got some more fun stuff planned, but I think we're running to the top of the hour, which I didn't think we'd go to the hour, but here we are. Put Jeff and Ben on a podcast and we'll talk.
I just love that you went to Australia and back.
Put another mattress on the Barbie.
Oh, man. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Good night, mate. That's not
crocodile Dundee over here.
That's not a knife. This is a knife. I thought that was so cool, that moment, that movie when I was a kid.
Crocodile Dundee.
When he pulled out the knife on the New York street mugger. That's not a knife. This is a knife. I thought that was so cool as a kid. Anyway, one last thing we do to help. We've had it on the show all the time. You think by now, 140 in, I could point to this book. Yeah, we believe that if we help more people, our business is more successful. We've been, since day one, we've had a piece of helpful information to help you along in this buying decision. It's evolved from pamphlet guides to the Sleep Better book. And now we've even dug deeper into this, again, because it's a big decision. It's not just the mattress to consider. It's what goes underneath it. Oftentimes, that's an adjustable bed-based conversation. It's your sheets. It's your pillows. There's a lot to it. And so we now have guide to choosing the perfect pillow, choosing the perfect sheets, perfect mattress, and perfect bed base. And actually,
a lot of information in here.
It is a lot.
You know, you think of like sheets. Okay. Like, yeah, you need sheets on your bed, but like people don't know a thing about sheets other than maybe like what size they need. And oh, maybe I should think about get a high thread count, right? Like what other things?
But if you want to stay cold, that's actually the opposite of what you should be doing.
Exactly. Exactly. Same with a pillow. Like people just, they just pick a pillow that looks nice or that, you know, that maybe thick enough or like, they don't know what's involved in actually finding the right pillow or finding the perfect sheets.
Yep. One thing we've learned is that you're not us. You don't know what we know, but you need to. You ought to. And how do we best translate that? It can't just be from a 1-hour visit that you're here. They're going to retain 5 minutes worth of our conversation. So we curate, like we did Phronic, great information. And the nice thing about this is if you go right on our page to GardnersMattressAndMore.com/guides. These are right there on the page. You can flip through them as Ben did in the digital form. Read it right at home. There's no opt-in. We're not asking you for name and email. You can read some. You can read them all. We don't track you digitally. So another ad's not going to show up for the pocket guide later in your Facebook feed. We trust this information is going to be so good, you'll love it, and you'll decide to come in and do business with us. That's our belief. Randy, thank you, man. Love that you love your pillow from us. You got it years ago, still loving it, man. That's great. Thank you. So there on that page, you can go through all the guides. If you want to learn more about sleep, you can take our sleep quiz. That's on the page. You'll get your sleep score. And you'll learn why those modalities of sleep are important. And then you go all the way through that process, you'll be able to redeem an offer for a custom-made, custom-fit pillow and come into the store. So we really believe in this principle of helping you, helping first, giving back to our community first. In the end, givers gain. Gardners continues to be a success here in our community, serves our purposes, supports our team, supports our vendors. Yeah, I had an interesting analogy I heard one day. You know, there's never any one person involved in any one thing.
It's interesting.
So if you're a lumberjack, do you cut down the tree on your own?
Probably not.
Who made the saw?
Right.
Who made the blade?
Right.
Who made the engine?
Unless you're taking it with your own hands.
Right. Well, who's going to suture up your hand if you want to survive all that nonsense, right? But we take this serious here because we understand the position we're in to create impact for you, our customer, create impact for our team, create impact for our families, create impact for our vendor partners all along the way. And we're here really committed to that. We're all in on Lancaster. We're all in on you, our customer. And this has been fun.
Yeah, it has.
Fun little show that we didn't plan on it all, but here we are. So
it's been a while since we've done a Ben and Jeff show. Been a little bit.
Felt good. Blow the dust off of the Ben and Jeff show. So I think on that note, we'll wrap it up. We talked about Sleep Better Bugs and we talked about customers. We showed all the reviews.
Yeah, we covered it all.
All right. Randy, thank you for tuning in, making it all the way through. Bessie at Acorn Acres. She liked the Crocodile Dundee reference that I had. That's not enough.
I think you need to work on your Australian.
I do. There it is. There it is right there. Yep. There it is with the Bowie knife. Love it. So anyhow, we appreciate you. Appreciate you being our customer. Randy, thank you for learning about the show. And glad you're here to support it. We appreciate you very much. We appreciate all our customers. So. Thank you. And I guess next week, we'll see you all on Lancaster Connects. Take care.